Hello there, my name is Yemisi Aro-Shafe and you're listening to Tech Empowered. This is a podcast brought to you by Tech for Dev. Tech for Dev is a non-profit organization creating opportunities for economic prosperity for people through digital skills, empowerment and advocacy. Tech Empowered is about real stories of how technology is transforming the lives of young people in Africa and across the world. Growth isn't always smooth. Sometimes it takes hitting a low point, getting back up, and choosing to keep growing. Because the truth is, breaking into tech sometimes comes with detours, pressure, and moments that test your ability and commitment. But with consistency, self-belief, and the right support, progress is always possible. On this episode of Tech Empowered, we'll be hearing the remarkable story of Linda Ochem, a Women Texas Bootcamp alumna class of 2022, whose journey into tech is marked by resilience, self-learning, and an unwavering drive to grow. Linda's tech journey began with Tech for Dev's three-week Women Texas Bootcamp, where an interest in software development was first sparked. Determined to keep learning after the training, she kept going. Even when the road got tough, she faced uncertainty, pressure, and even disappointment. But she didn't stop. She kept showing up. She took courses and stayed consistent. That determination helped her move from front-end development into DevOps and land higher-level roles, all under 3 years. So how did she make this shift? What kept her going through the tough moments? Let's hear directly from Linda as she shares her story, the highs, the lows, and the lessons in between. So sit back, grab a drink, and let's dive in. Hello, Linda. How are you doing? Thank you for joining us today on the podcast.
I'm fine. Hi, Yemisi.
Hi.
I'm doing awesome.
Thank you so much for joining us today. So let's get into the conversation. Can you briefly introduce yourself? Who is Linda? What makes you tick?
Okay, my name is Linda Ochem, and currently I'm a DevOps engineer, and I'm a graduate of computer science, and I would say I love to have fun for fun. Yeah.
Interesting. What does have fun for fun mean?
Well, I would say I'm a person that loves to unwind, because, you know, tech can be overwhelming. So I kind of made it a habit to enjoy myself. Like, whatever I feel burnt out, I just go out and maybe go to nature, just sit in nature, have a drink, watch, you know, just relax. So that's what I do for fun.
Yeah, that's interesting. So when you have an opportunity to relax and unwind, you take it and do it to the fullest.
To the max.
That's nice. I mean, it's good to unwind. This life is hard. There are a lot of stress, so unwinding is
exactly
good.
All
right, exactly. So let's get into it, right? So how did your tech journey begin? What was the first step you took? What was that like for you?
Okay, so my tech journey started in 2022. Prior to that, I've been playing around with just maybe HTML and stuff, because, you know, I studied computer science in school. But it was quite difficult to this school, because I saw anything programming tech as extremely difficult. So it was a part that I did not know that I would even later come back to in life. So I think in February 2022, I saw the opportunity for Tech for Dev. But prior to this, I've tried to get into other boot camps and scholarships. For some reason, I was not just selected. I was kind of discouraged, but I did not stop. So when Tech for Dev opportunity came, I grabbed it and I applied. And the day I saw that I was selected, I was overjoyed. So like Tech for Dev was the first ever boot camp scholarship I got. Yeah.
Interesting. So what was that learning experience for you? How did that go? Because, you know, some people say learning tech is not easy. So what were like some challenges that you faced? Were there moments that you felt maybe stuck or unsure? How did you deal with those things?
Okay, so during Tech for Dev, first of all, the instructor for tech for us back then, he really made it very interesting for us. He was very playful. He played around it and he just kept telling us that we should take ourselves as accountability partners that we in the boot camp would check on ourselves. And like, I cannot forget, it was actually him that told us to open a LinkedIn account. Then I did not even have a LinkedIn. So he encouraged us to have a LinkedIn account. We should be our first followers. So, you know, that was the process. Then at some point, after the bootcamp, it was challenging because, you know, learning on your own, it was really, really tough. But I made a friend along the line, and we ended up being accountability partners for ourselves. You know, we kind of encouraged ourselves. When he had challenges, he comes to me. When I have challenges, I help him out. So, you know, that really, really helped. So times when I would see, like, you know what, I don't think this tech is for me, he'll be like, are you serious? Was this why you started? Look at how far you've come. Look at you. You can even do the simple website. Last, like, 2 months ago, could you do this? Please keep going. So that was just it. So having an accountability partner, it's key if you want to do well in this field.
Thank you for sharing that. It's important to have people around us that sort of push us and urge us to, you know, do better and keep going, even when we forget because it's hard. And then we're like, maybe this is not for me. But when there's somebody that just says, oh, look at where you are now, look at what you've been able to achieve, you can keep going.
Thanks, Ashley.
Yeah, that's really important. Okay, so now the training is done. Can you tell us about your first tech role after the training? Was it what you expected? Did you face any doubts or challenges?
That was an experience. So my first ever role, it was an internship role, and they wanted an intern. But I got into the company and I realized that I was expected to be a full-time software engineer. And it was overwhelming for me because I did not really know so much to be a software engineer. So it was really tough for me. And to be very honest, I made lots of mistakes on that job because it was my first job tech. Like, according to my employer as at the time, he was like, Linda, you have the technical skills, but you do not have the soft skill. And he said something to me that really stuck with me till today. He said, you can learn technical skills, but you cannot learn soft skills. And that really broke my heart because I took it upon myself as a challenge that, you see this soft skill, I'm going to learn it. I'm going to ace the soft skill part of this tech, and I'm also going to ace the technical part of this tech. Because impossible being in tech is just all about, oh, I can code, oh, I can debug, I can drop. No, you also need to have the soft skills, because most tech jobs these days they are remote. So if you don't have the soft skill, how would you communicate? How would you be a good team member? So I took it upon myself as I was. After that point, because to be very honest, I was sacked. It was heartbreaking, but I was sacked. But I took it upon myself that I'm going to learn the technical skill, and alongside, I will learn the soft skill. And that led me to going to taking classes on YouTube on how to communicate, how to, you know, be a self manager. You know, I learned this skill, and combining them was just awesome. Yeah.
Wow, I mean, being fired, that must have been demoralizing. How did you handle that season? What were some key things that you did that kept you going?
It was a trying time for me. And the first was that it happened like 2 days to my birthday. Oh. So I felt like the whole world. And if at some point I started questioning myself that how did you even think that you were going to do something? Look at you, a woman like you, men. Men are struggling, you are thinking that you know, the whole self, like, it was crazy. But what I did at that point in time was, I allowed myself grief because it was a very good job. They paid the dollars. So you can imagine they just robbed from under me all of a sudden. It was terrible for me as at that time. So I told myself that I'm going to allow myself grief, but I will not grieve for too long. I gave myself 1 week. That 1 week, I did not touch my laptop. I was... If I felt like crying, I cried. So after that 1 week, I realized that, you know, grief comes in phases. I realized that I'm out of the whole self-pity part, and I started motivating myself again. So it took me like about 3 weeks to pick myself up. And the moment I opened my laptop, it was like fresh oil. Like the whole I propelled, and I told myself that this company would look back and they would regret firing me the way they did. So that was how I handled it at that point in time.
Interesting. Thank you so much for sharing that. I mean, that's like a deeply personal, you know, story or journey that a lot of people would not want to share. And before we move on too quickly, there was something you said that was really key when you were talking about soft skills and how important it is. Because now soft skills are like your communication skills, teamwork, you know, those skills that are not like technical skills, and those are things that actually keep you in a role. Your technical skills, your knowledge can get you in the door, but the things that actually keep you there and keep you thriving are those soft skills. So soft skills are really, really important. Thank you for highlighting
that.
Yes,
they are.
And awesome that you turned the disappointment into fuel to keep going. I'm sure that it wasn't easy, because grief can be very, very, it can come in unexpected ways, and I'm sure it wasn't easy, but kudos to you for actually just using that as a stepping stone. Okay, so to move away from that, how did you then transition from front-end development into DevOps? What motivated you to make that move, and how did you go about learning the new skills?
Okay, so, you know, I started from front end, and when I started from front end, I had friends, guys, that were like, oh, ladies cannot do back end for guys, you know, ladies should just do UI, UX, product design, you know, all the easy part of tech. And I was like, it challenged me, because I'm like, why would people be like, ladies cannot do back end? You know what, I'm going to do this back end. And I went into back end, and I found it very, very interesting. And I built my first application. It was a workout application. You know, I built the front end, very minimalistic, and I built the back end. And I felt like a superhuman. So after a while, I realized that I had a friend, my accountability partner, my first accountant. So he's a DevOps engineer. And like, I just enjoyed seeing how he deployed applications, you know, front end, back end. He's able to pull this into Kubernetes pods and all of that, and it was fascinating for me. And I was like, okay, you know, I think I want to go into DevOps. And I, the first thing I did was to research the road path to DevOps, because DevOps is not just a role per se. DevOps is a process. So I had to research the roadmap to be a DevOps engineer, which is a lot. So it took me about 3 months to start learning these tools and methodologies individually. And before I knew it, I got a job as a DevOps engineer intern as well. And that was it. That was how DevOps started for me, and it has been awesome so far.
Interesting. Thank you for sharing that. So, I mean, so you had to do a lot of self-learning on your own. And for a lot of people, me included, staying consistent with self-learning is really hard. I struggle with it so much. I mean, what has helped you stay focused, you know, and committed through all the ups and downs with self-learning?
Well, I would say, because whenever I learn, I put what I learn into practice, and that's what makes me keep on keeping on. Because I don't just learn and be like, whoa, I know Terraform. No, I learn Terraform and I apply Terraform. And when I apply it, seeing it come alive, like I'm able to, just with the push of a button, I'm able to deploy 50 VMs in the cloud. I'm like, wow. I feel like I'm superwoman right now. So if I learn Ansible, Spots, for example, I don't just learn Ansible, I just have the theoretical knowledge. I learn Ansible and I apply Ansible. At the push of a button, I'm able to install VS Code on 200 VMs. It's amazing. So this is what, like, it is the interest. It's the interest that tech is not, and like that. That's why if I hear people say tech is hard, I'm like, wow, yeah, tech is hard. Yes, but tech is practical. Tech is not just it, even if you're doing front end, right? It's not just, oh, I know HTML. You're learning HTML, CSS, and you're building things with it. if you come to me, I can show you, oh, this is what I design. It's amazing. So the fact that tech is practical, tech is amazing, there are new tools every day that I'm interested in learning because it's mind-blowing. That's what keeps me, that's what gets me going. That keeps me going.
Thank you for sharing that. So from what you have said, like finding out what interests you about a particular thing or a particular subject, that interest is what actually keeps you going. And when you're able to see the results of what you are learning, that helps you stay consistent. Okay, cool, Kulaki. I'll put that in my left hand. So that I will remember that as I go along. Thank you for sharing that. Okay, so my last question really is just for you to share something to encourage someone listening. So if there's someone listening who is feeling unsure about their journey, what would you say to them?
I'll tell them that do not just imagine where you can be, right? Just imagine, because I tell everybody that I know, the world is like, tech is not leaving anytime soon. So why don't you want to be a part of the future? Like, why don't you want to be a part of the future? And all it takes is determination, discipline, resilience. Just keep on doing. Even if you feel like, oh, like I'm not job ready right now, just keep at it. They say a drop of water makes a mighty ocean, right? 1% per day, keep on learning. Do not be discouraged, even when it feels like you're not making sense at the time. Keep on learning. 1% per day will get you to 100% in 100 days.
Wow, that's very...
And secondly, please do not be scared to fail. I have failed countless times, and I picked myself up and I kept on going. So do not be scared of failure. Do not be scared of, oh, what if I get the job and I'm sad because I don't know the job. It's a boost on your resume. In your next job, you're not starting from ground zero. You're starting from maybe 10% or 5%. You're building up yourself gradually. So do not be scared to fail. Yeah.
Thank you so much, Linda. I mean, not being afraid of failure is like something that a lot of people struggle with. I struggle with it because you're like, what if I fail, right? What if I don't do well or do as well as I expect or as I hope? In the end, you never know if you don't try. And if you don't try...
Exactly.
Yeah. So making that day, that consistent progress, daily doing something different and trying to, keep building on that. And you never know, the opportunity that you're looking for can just be around the corner. So that's really, really great. Thank you so much for sharing your story with us, Glinda. Such an inspiring journey that you have had so far. And your story is just a reminder that growth takes time. And when you stay committed, even when the path is uncertain, you still make progress. From getting that start at a bootcamp to pushing through self-doubt, being fired, and teaching herself new skills, she didn't let any setback define her. The truth is, growth often comes from decisions you make after things don't go as planned. So if you're feeling stuck or unsure about your next step, maybe Linda's story is the nudge you need to keep going. Keep learning and believe that progress, no matter how slow, is still progress. Thank you so much for joining us today on Tech Empowered. We hope this inspired you as much as it has inspired us. Don't forget to subscribe. Please share this episode with your friends and colleagues. And until next time, I remain your humble host, Yemisi Arosafe. And remember, you're not alone on this journey. Bye for now.